you're listening to audio from the West End Community Church in McGregor, Manitoba.
It has been a little while since we have been in the book of Romans, so I'm going to ask that you would join me there this morning. We're going to be looking at chapter 5, verses 12 to 21. And I know it's been a little bit, like we've had a number of things going on. We had the Easter weekend and kind of deviated from the series for that. And then we had our pulpit exchange last week, which I think is a great thing that we do, just our annual opportunity to hear from other people. I wasn't here last week, and I haven't actually had the chance to talk to a lot of you about it to see how it went, but I just felt like I missed out. I know we had our deacon installation last Sunday, and that's something I always just really enjoy being a part of, seeing people answer calls to leadership and service and being able to pray for them and encourage them in that role. But I also enjoy just hearing from other leaders. Am I cutting in and out here? Like badly? I'll just switch to the pulpit mic. Am I on? Can you hear me now? Good. I don't wander that much when I preach anyway. I'm not like Myron. I'm more stagnant. Just grip this and go. What was I saying? Oh yeah, the pulpit exchange. I always really enjoy that. I enjoy just hearing different people speak. I enjoy a bit of a peek into what other people's services look like, how they handle the word. That's maybe not the right way to say it. Hopefully we're all handling it rightly, but like the different stylistic approaches to preaching, when I get to go and speak in other churches, seeing how their services run and how things look. And you'd be surprised, even though we live in the same province, in the same country, how culturally different churches can be just within like an hour's drive around you. And so I always really enjoy that time. I was blessed to be able to go to Glenboro last Sunday, and I'd actually never been there before in the almost 9 years I've been here now, taking turns with Myron and the pulpit exchange and all of that. I don't know if I'd actually been to Glenboro just to drive through until like a month ago for a meeting. But it was wonderful spending some time with that church there. It was a great experience. But something I found, just kind of speaking, this has come up a few times this morning, just the beauty of belonging to this place and the people and Cody's association game and his kind of little devotional there I really enjoyed. Something I found that no matter where I go, where I preach, whether it's the pulpit exchange or locally for pulpit supply, is that as Horst kind of shared as well and alluded to, no matter where we are, no matter what space separates us or the different culture, we are people who are defined by the same thing. It is the same word and the same God that we worship. It is the same focus and the same heart of the people to make known what he has done for us and to serve in light of that. And so I just love those kind of opportunities. And as much as I love those opportunities, I'm just going to say, I always love, after that day has come and gone, coming back here to you. I'm always eager and grateful to be back in this place, the people that God has called me to, that I love, my family of faith, to worship with you. So it's good to be here with you this morning. Let's take a look at the word now together. Hopefully, with all that rambling, you had time to make it to Romans 5. And we're going to look at this passage together today and just see what God has in store for us in it. Romans 5, verses 12 to 21, and it reads as follows. Therefore, just as sin entered the world through one man, and death through sin, and in this way death came to all men, because all sinned, for before the law was given, sin was in the world, but sin is not taken into account when there is no law. Nevertheless, death reigned from the time of Adam to the time of Moses, even over those who did not sin by breaking a command, as did Adam, who was a pattern of the one to come. But the gift is not like the trespass. For if the many died by the trespass of one man, how much more did God's grace and the gift that came by the grace of the one man, Jesus Christ, overflow to the many? Again, the gift of God is not like the result of one man's sin. The judgment followed the one sin and brought condemnation, but the gift followed many trespasses and brought justification. For if by the trespass of the one man death reigned through the one man, how much more will those who receive God's abundant provision of grace and the gift of righteousness reign in life through the one man, Jesus Christ? Consequently, just as the result of one trespass was condemnation for all men, so also the result of one act of righteousness was justification that brings life for all men. For just as through the disobedience of the one man, the many were made sinners,
So also through the disobedience of the one man, many will be made, through the obedience of the one man, many will be made righteous. The law was added so that the trespass might increase, but where the sin increased, grace increased all the more. So that just as sin reigned in death, so also grace might reign through righteousness to bring eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Heavenly Father, I ask that as we look at this word together this morning, clarity would be given